Hey guys, podcast time. Longest day of the year.
It is. We talked about that.
It is the longest day of the year. The summer solstice. So, you know, starting tomorrow, the days get shorter. All the way until December 21st, which is right next to Christmas. So let's talk about Christmas.
Well, it just has to get darker earlier. So if we could just start working on that, that'd be fantastic.
I would be fine. Like, it's practically daylight on my way in here at like five. When I don't know when the sun actually comes up, but five something.
No,
it's light.
It's light, and it's light when I go to bed at like 10:30. So I don't know what's the deal.
That's the part I need to stop. Yeah. If the 5 a.m. light wants to stay, that's fine.
Yeah, but we don't have to have it be so light later.
That's what I'm saying.
Like in the winter, think about this. Do you remember in the wintertime, guys, when it's dark at like 6?
A lot of people hate that.
But that's wonderful. We like that.
But for us, that feels good.
I'm at home base by that point. I'm good.
Okay, have you noticed that? Like during the winter, it's like at 6 o'clock, you're done for the night or whatever. Like you're done. But like during the summer, it's 11 o'clock and I'm like, let's go rollerblading.
Let's still do something.
Or I don't know, whatever the heck we are. I do all kinds of crap during the summer
because it's still light.
Because it's
still
dark.
So look at that. The longest day and the longest intro.
Yeah. Still talking about
about the longest day.
All right. So other things you'll find. Nikki betrayed me yesterday. Paying ransom. How Transformers did on Rotten Tomatoes. National Selfie Day. Obadiah finally discovers his true calling. And a job that you could get. Because so if you're like looking for a job, it's going to require a little training.
But it's possible.
But there may actually be something there.
There could be money in this.
So you guys enjoy the podcast, and Nikki and I will
just be doing this really long day. Aw. Okay, well, I guess I see how today will go. That's it.
You know what? I just wanted to see how you'd react, so that way
I'm not talking anymore.
I would know better about the stuff. So here's another thing I want to tell you guys that Nikki did today. I will tell you that it involves, like, she had pizza yesterday, and so her stomach's been really upset. So she, let me just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Lit a couple of matches. Boom! It was unbelievable. The fireball. It consumed the entire room. Did you want to say something? You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the riot.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Just want to give you guys a heads up. You know, it's Wednesday, and a lot of times on Wednesday, what do they call it? Hump day. Got to get over the hump, but it's all downhill from there.
We're almost there.
Here's the thing I want to tell you is that today it's a longer climb. Today, today is the longest day of the year.
Why'd you have to tell us that? Why couldn't we have just gone through the day just ignorant of it?
Well, my thought is you wouldn't have gone through ignorant of it. Something inside you would be like, man, it just seems like the day is just going on forever.
Ever. It's never ending.
I can't get out of here. Can't whatever. Oh, my gosh. And there's a reason. It's because today is the longest day of the year. So that's it. Summer solstice, longest day. Today, I believe that technically means today is also the first day of summer.
Yeah, it should be.
It rotates. So yeah, it's today. So, actually it was today at 12:24 a.m. Eastern time. So
something different.
It's summer right now.
Okay.
This is summer.
I don't know. Are we happy that it's happened on a Wednesday that, you know, we still have a few days left or thank goodness it wasn't the longest day on a Monday?
I don't know. The problem I have during the summer is with the longer days is that I realize I'm just always having a problem, but you know, during the winter, troubles with winter depression because not enough sunlight. During the summer, it's like too much sunlight.
Sure. Well, the days are so long with it.
The days are so long that I have a hard time getting to bed at night. And so I typically in the middle of the summer am exhausted because I flat out don't get enough sleep. I probably get 30 to 60 minutes less per night during the summer than I would other times of the year.
It's like 10 or 10:30 and you still need blackout curtains.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta draw the curtains.
It's bright. Away, which might not be a bother to you if you go to bed later, but if we try to go to bed earlier, it's just very difficult.
What did I talk about? Was it yesterday, 2 days ago? We got to get the show in the afternoon.
Or at least during the summer hours.
Or at least you and I need to move to England and do the show live in the afternoon there.
Which would be your morning here.
So I think it's a great idea and something we should still explore.
Okay, I won't say no to it, especially during these long days.
It's the longest day of the year, Nick. Give me something.
I agree.
You got to give me something.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So last night, I was at my friend's house talking to his grandparents. Get a load of this. They almost bought a motorhome.
Did they?
Like, who cares? No. This is where it gets interesting. The almost part. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
They found a motorhome on Craigslist for about $22,000 that was everything they wanted. It was so awesome. It was all this stuff, and it was a great deal. It was a woman in Indianapolis who had recently gotten divorced and wanted to sell whatever, and she's like, just wanted to get rid of it, whatever. So got all the paperwork, negotiated the contract, like all this kind of stuff, went to the bank to wire the money. And in the last moment, the bank manager said, wait a second, let me look into this. So the bank manager does some digging, says now the company that they have listed only uses one kind of transfer. They're asking us to send their money to a different place than this company would normally ask us to send the money. So why don't you give me a few minutes with this?
Yeah, just to make sure.
Came back and said, I don't think this is a good idea. Let's call the seller. The seller wouldn't give a phone number and disappeared.
Really?
That was it. Like, how never weird. Heard from him again. So it was 100% a scam.
What was the scam part? Then you don't get the RV. Yes. You want the money?
Yes.
Wow.
It was flat out. It was one of those things where they said, look, we'll go ahead and handle this. Like, we listed on Craigslist, but we'll handle the actual sale through eBay, eBay Motors. And so then you go to eBay Motors and they have all these guarantees and all this stuff. And everything looks legit except for this one last thing, which was send the money to this place. And that is not
normally what eBay Motors would use.
Exactly.
Way to go for the bank manager on that one.
Right.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. Like, they almost lost $22,000, I think.
And it's why you still feel nervous buying anything.
Anything.
Anything like that. Because you're like, oh, people are fine. No, there are scam artists out there.
And I mean, this guy's not stupid. Like, he's run a business for a long time. I mean, he's just, you know, when I think about scam, I think about people. They're just like, I don't know what time it is. Where am I?
Click this link.
I want to install smileys. But this guy has some business savvy. Like, sure. He's not an idiot.
It's hard because the scammers gave just enough of the real stuff. So, yep. Like using eBay and things that you would normally want someone to say if you were buying a vehicle.
Well, and he had, like, you should have seen the paperwork. It was like, man, this is nuts. They updated the contract with some of the terms that they wanted in it. But, you know, you figure if you're going to walk away for $22,000, I'd type a contract up.
Sure.
So, like,
well, there's a whole network of those things floating around you can print online.
It's amazing.
So now, can police get involved to try to find, or is it basically the person's disappeared?
It's basically, like, yeah. They're hiding behind who knows how many aliases and this and that, and, you know, that's kind of it.
See, tell the person, though, they need to keep looking on Craigslist, and if they see the ad pop up again, they need to set up a sting with the police.
They should. I told them about the time that I was shopping for a car, and I found one on Craigslist that I was so excited about, and it was in Boise, Idaho, and this was like the strangest coincidence, but I was going there. And so I just emailed and I was like, this is fantastic. I'm coming out there. I'll look at the car. If we decide we want it, like, I'll get it on the spot, whatever. And they were like, well, it's not actually in Boise. It's actually in blah, 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 but we'll ship it to Boise. And I'm like,
you're
okay.
Like, whoa. Wait a minute.
Yeah. At that point.
Don't lie to me about Boise.
Like, whoops, didn't expect me to come back with that, did you?
Did you? Well, thank goodness they did not get caught in the scam.
Dude, Nikki, that's what we should be doing. We should be ripping people off.
We're too honest and nice. Deep down, you might think, oh, they have an edge to them. No, we don't. I could never do that to somebody.
It sounds like that white-collar crime is where the money is, though.
I'm sure.
$22,000 for some paperwork? You can type up real nice.
But that seems like a lot of work. A lot of work, because it's in-person scamming, and I just can't.
No, this was not in-person.
Like, never met each other?
No, they ship the vehicle to where you are.
Oh, yeah, I automatically think none of that's ever real.
So, Yeah, but through eBay?
You know, I had one person.
It's a brand you trust.
No, when I sold a car through eBay, he was in New Jersey, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to pay to ship it and all that stuff. And you're just sitting here in your head going,
Did that work? Did that happen?
No, I'm not. Okay. I didn't trust him.
See you later, then.
It's like, no thanks.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Hi. Are you thinking about, maybe going to college? Or even, what if you'd say applying for a job?
And, no pressure, though, in case you're like, will you stop asking?
What?
Is everybody in your house, in your life asking you?
You just got to keep in mind that a lot of people, like colleges and employers, what they're going to do is the first thing that they're going to do is look at you online.
Oh, yes.
In fact, what have they done? They ask you for your social media places, like, what's your Snapchat handle? What's your Facebook? They want all of that kind of stuff. And that could be a problem for you because, you know, things and stuff.
And you're like, no, people don't do that. Yes, they do check. And yes, there are things that maybe you would not leave on your page that screams, hire me.
Mm-hmm. So the people at Kaplan Test Prep, yes, those are the people that get you ready for SATs, ACTs, things like that. They've also gone ahead and issued a few guidelines for things that you shouldn't do.
They giving you a little sheet that you can check off?
As a matter of fact, yeah. They say that, gosh, how many of it is it? 35% of admissions offices, and they took a look at 365 of them, which you might think that's not very many, but I don't know. There's only so many. So they said that they do look at your
profiles?
Online presence. And so they said one of the absolute best things that you can ever do, ever, on social media is give yourself the grandmother check, or they'll call it the grandmother rule. And that is, if you have something on social media that you wouldn't show your grandma,
take it off. Take it off.
Or don't post it in the first place.
And here's what you have to also remember, too. You're like, I do that. Remember, though, back when you first started and maybe you weren't as intense with it, you have to go back and check your account to see what still shows, because it might be all the old stuff that's the embarrassing stuff.
Right.
That's not locked. But yet you're like, I lock everything, but it's only been recently you lock things. So you have to still see what shows.
How about this one? They also say, and I feel like this one's a little harder, they say, unless you are certified as being the funniest kid in the class, do not be funny. Remove your jokes from social media.
Well, I think it depends on the platform with that, but maybe.
That's what it says flat out. They say, don't make jokes online. I don't even have, if I don't make jokes online, I have
there
nothing.
There is no online.
That's my whole.
But not on like Facebook. That's more Twitter.
Yeah, like I would be out. They say, don't brag about anything, but especially don't brag about wrongdoing. So,
like if you did something bad?
Yeah, like I don't know what it would be, but that they say to edit your online usernames, make sure that your email address, your Twitter tag, like whatever it is,
it's not
does not have anything embarrassing or quote unquote inappropriate.
Like
see the grandmother rule.
Like your first email, you know, we get a lot of winners who are like embarrassed to tell us some of their emails.
Yeah.
From, you know, when you first set one up when you were like 10.
Hey, look, email's free. So like if you have to change that, you can even change your Twitter tag. You can, I don't know about Snapchat. I've never tried to change my handle there, but I know that you can. Well, I don't know that you can.
You can change anything you want.
Come up with a new one. Let's see, a couple more do's and don'ts. They say if you made a comment on a blog that you would rather have not show up, go delete it. And they said that if a friend has tagged you in a bad photo, go delete that tag.
Yep.
The last thing they said is you should Google yourself and take a look at what shows up under your name when you are Googled.
Because if you want a new job or if you want to be accepted somewhere, you just have to take a few minutes and realize those few minutes could actually mean the job.
Yeah. You don't want anything unflattering showing. So
because that speaks volumes. It really does.
You'd be surprised.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
Man, you know, sometimes you think to yourself, you know what? We're friends. We are. We're friends. And you wouldn't do that without me. You wouldn't go. You would hold that as a sacred trust that the two of us would go together. Yes, other people can go, but you would not go without me. And then you just casually mentioned offhand, oh, yes, I forgot. Last night I went to Giordano's Pizza without you.
I assume you would not want to come. I think you were gone already.
Well, we would go at lunch.
Yeah, you know what, though? I just decided.
You didn't want to tempt me away from my lunchtime run?
No, not lunchtime, but I just decided, you know, like, hey, that was the moment. And I was still afraid lunchtime would take longer, because this is deep dish Chicago-style pizza.
Betrayal! You betrayed me! God, in this room of witnesses, you have admitted your betrayal!
Yeah, I went to Giordano's.
And now you owe me big!
In our neighborhood,
I bought you breakfast yesterday, and the only thing you could think is, I'll eat without him!
That's true. But yeah, the Chicago deep dish pizza that we like...
Just, that's enough, I don't want to hear about it.
...opened in our area.
So you went and...
I did.
And?
I feel like they're not quite ready. No. And I'm going to say that as nicely as possible. And I think I just did.
Well, because you want to believe in them.
Well, I think it's because I know what Giordano's tasted like in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And this feels like people are not 100% quite trained. And things weren't like 100% the best eating experience.
Yeah.
Still very good. But yet... Not like they're not ready yet.
Right.
Like maybe they just needed a few more weeks or a few more days.
Hey, sometimes a restaurant opening can be a little rough. And you think a lot of times they're probably in a business school somewhere. Somebody's like, you only get one chance to make your first impression.
Exactly.
But I've gone places where I've been like, you know what? I feel like this is going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet.
It's just not the right moment. So I told Eric, I said, when we come back, it's going to be like maybe in a month. Because then maybe they got it all together.
Yeah. Well, okay. But I suppose, you know, it's fine. I'd like to go, but don't you worry, Nikki. I'll just go.
When are we going in a month?
You know, well, maybe won't go, but we can go. We'll go separately. It's fine. I actually like to eat alone. Maybe I can get a seat by the window. I can just stare out at.
See, all by yourself.
People walk in like, who's that lonely man eating a whole pizza by himself?
Now, while I was there, I thought, oh, I wish Obi was here. And then that reminded me, we also
still... That you betrayed me? Whoops. My bad.
We also still need to, either together or not, go to IKEA, which just opened one road over two for breakfast.
Well, I'm sure you've probably... I mean, you've already been at least once. Why take me? It's fine.
That was on a weekend and you weren't around.
I need to develop other friendships because this one is not working out. So I need to have a whole host of friendships to choose from because Nikki obviously does.
Because I'm just not including you.
Because she's like, hey, let me tell you about all the fun things I did last night when you weren't here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assume since you were gone from work and I didn't want to call you.
And available to do something fun. But it's fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's fine with you.
I know. It's fine. Nikki, that's like a girl saying it's fine.
Oh, it means it's not fine?
It's not fine.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Okay, remember how there was like that thing where those hackers calling themselves the Dark Overlord, they hacked... And stole, what was it?
Movie and TV shows?
Well, they stole Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just that. That was the one that was like the highest profile. They stole a bunch of stuff, but they didn't steal it directly from Netflix. They stole it from a post-production facility called Larson Studios. Now, they released those shows, but here's something that has only just come to light. Netflix refused to pay ransom on it, and they're just like, oh, well. You're going to release it. We're not going to pay you. What nobody knew up until yesterday was that Larson Studios did pay ransom.
Ooh, they did?
They paid the Dark Overlord $50,000.
Which, again, if you just tune in, they paid the Dark Overlord?
Well, he demands his tribute, Nikki.
Yes, he does. So the studio paid.
I, for one, welcome our new Dark Overlord.
The editing company or whatever it was decided to pay because I'm sure they were panicking.
50 Bitcoin. Which is about $50,000, or was at the time. And they said, hey, like, we paid the ransom. Why didn't you give the stuff back. You said you wouldn't release it. And the Dark Overlord says you contacted the FBI, so we had to punish you.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't keep our agreement provides us the right to execute harmful action against any client who defrauds our agreement. Oh my gosh.
So this has been intense.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, you guys said in our ransom agreement that you wouldn't do that, and you did.
Hey, by the way, Netflix, this sounds like an amazing show.
It
including
does?
If you called the character the Dark Overlord.
Oh, I definitely think you should.
So, just a heads up in case you're looking for a new Netflix series, because you don't have enough.
Well, Nikki, you know they're canceling stuff.
That's true.
Canceled The Get Down.
This leaves
Sense8.
Room for more options.
Yeah, Dark Overlord, who doesn't want to watch that show? Everybody's in. Everybody wants to see it. So that's the word, the Dark Overlord.
Paid him $50,000, but in Bitcoin?
Larson Studios paid 50 Bitcoin to the Dark Overlord with the express understanding that they would not release any of the items that they had stolen. And then they released them anyway, even though the ransom was paid. And as a result, they're saying, look, because you called the FBI, that's why we did
it. Now, was the Dark Overlord the one that did the Pirates of the Caribbean thing? Because they threatened, I thought, millions of dollars.
No, I think that was
a different group. One?
Yeah. And I don't know if it is.
It's hard
but
to keep our pirates straight.
Is anybody else catching? Like, do you think that the Dark Overlord is a reference to Howard the Duck? Is anybody? Because in Howard the Duck, the bad guy was the Dark Overlord of the universe.
Well, I thought also, wasn't that a name in Guardians of the Galaxy stuff or?
That's Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
It's not the same.
Close, though.
It is close, but
I'm still going with that one more than yours.
Howard the Duck, they're both Marvel movies.
I've never seen Howard the Duck.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not telling you that you should, but Howard the Duck, in fact, oddly enough, Nikki, Howard the Duck does make an appearance in both Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Really?
Yes, he does.
I guess I'll have to Google that to see what the character is.
Go ahead.
Is it a duck?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they don't call him the duck ironically.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
I think Nikki's right. We, as a rule, we don't lie to you guys, but then we put a song on the air that's all lies.
The Devil Wears Prada when he goes, I'm not tired.
He's screaming, I'm not tired, and it's just,
I think the whole audience can agree that's one big lie.
It's just
everybody's tired. We're all tired.
It's just a lie, Nikki.
And we let it on air, and we apologize.
Yeah, we should.
We let the sound, the amazing sound of that song, like a siren,
just
convince us to put it on to play, but it lies.
It really, really lies. So yesterday was the big hot day in Arizona. You guys heard about that?
Today, Phoenix? Too. I think like all week it's supposed to be.
I think it's going to go on forever.
Well, I think eventually it will end. But yeah, it's like in the 120s.
It's going to be hot. Yes, that's what they're saying. And here's a bummer. If you were thinking to yourself like, oh, it's cool. We'll go to the water park. We'll cool off. It's so hot that the water parks are on fire now.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're on fire?
Big Surf Water Park in Tempe, Arizona.
That means there's trash in there if it's on fire.
The water park caught on fire. So that's it.
Okay, but the water rides and stuff.
I don't know. I just assume it's the water park. Probably the water's on fire. That's how hot it is.
I don't think it's because of the temperature. Someone set something on fire.
All right. They say they had a structural fire at one of the restroom facilities. No one was injured or harmed during the fire. The water park was closed on Monday. They were planning on reopening yesterday. They still don't know why it happened.
What someone knew in the bathroom.
I can tell you right now that it was probably something that happened into the bathroom that was ignited by
the temperature.
By sunlight glinting off of some glass somewhere.
True.
Some gas was ignited. Water park's on fire.
And then it had to close down for a day.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it looks like.
Boy, so. Water park. It sounds nice. Like just a nice big pool.
Yeah,
Doesn't that sound nice?
I think it sounds fantastic.
I don't want to be in the wave pool or with all the other inner tubes. I just want a nice, calm.
You don't like the wave pool?
No, not really. I just want to relax.
You don't like people telling you what to do?
Don't tell me to wave.
Don't tell me that I have to bounce up and down. Don't tell me.
You are right, sir. I don't want that. No, I just want a nice, calm pool just so you can swim in.
I want a nice, very nice pool that no one else is in and no one else is allowed to get in.
Like if we could have one at home, but without the upkeep or the cost of it.
Well, I mean, Nikki,
so I don't know if the public pool, if they want to build one near our house.
If the upkeep and the cost weren't a problem, I'd already have one.
You'd be in it. We'd be doing the show from the pool.
You know, if without all the things that are standing in my way between me and that pool, I could have one.
Well, I just didn't know if it'd be possible for taxpayer money to get involved.
Oh, I think it'd be great if it could. I don't see why the village where I live wouldn't pay to put an in-ground pool where I live.
But in your area, but not let others in it.
Well, no. Like, it's for me. Okay, it's not for the neighborhood. We're going to have to build a big fence.
Carl must be in North Dakota, says we don't break 58 today. So, Carl.
That sounds fantastic.
Your temperature sounds lovely.
That's what I want.
You want 58?
Yeah.
58, 60?
Yeah, but I still wear shorts in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Instead, Arizona, their water parks are on fire. It's crazy. They probably don't have water parks in North Dakota.
Like, well, not with that temperature.
We're open for about a week.
Maybe indoors.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, officially today, Transformers The Last Night, and that's with a K, is released in theaters.
Like all showings all day.
Right, so people kept saying it came out yesterday, but it really came out last night after 8 o'clock, which is that thing they do when the movie releases on Friday, but you can see it Thursday night starting at 8.
Well, I think they had some showings on Monday. Some people texted in that they saw it then, too, but I think it just depends on your theater.
Yeah.
Honestly, they were probably just trying to sneak in showings anytime, anyplace.
Any way they could.
Any way possible.
So I just checked this Rotten Tomatoes score, 16%.
Now, that is awfully low for a movie, but sometimes blockbuster movies don't score well on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's true.
So not going to say 100% no, but that is, that's a low score.
Even for Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a low score.
That is low. For context, Wonder Woman's at 92%. The Mummy up. The Mummy's one lower at 15%. Let's see. Pirates of the
Caribbean. So if you were like, I'm not seeing The Mummy, and you wanted to see Transformers,
it still technically rates higher than The Mummy did. Right. Pirates of the Caribbean at 29%. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was 81%.
I forgot Pirates came out. I mean, yes. I remembered, but that one just kind of sailed away.
We talked about it. It's a thing we do. But I didn't go see it either. Just couldn't get enough interest.
Sure.
If they had released Transformers back in March, I probably would have seen it. Mm-hmm. Because it had gotten to the it looks so stupid, I want to see it phase.
But there's a lot of movies, so it still has competition now.
There are too many other things out there. And once I broke my one movie a week streak and I'm behind, now I haven't seen Wonder Woman. I would rather see that. So they do say that it looks very nice. You know, the thing that gets me, and what I'm about to say is going to sound really dumb, because obviously it's all about making money. But, you know, in this movie, Optimus Prime at some point is the bad guy, mm-hmm. and Bumblebee becomes the hero. Now, the thing that annoys me about that is I know that Bumblebee is the main Transformer in this film because they are making a Bumblebee Transformer movie spinoff. So just like they make Marvel movie spinoffs and whatevers, like that's what they're doing with this movie. So this movie had to be written so that we would accept a one-off Bumblebee-only Transformer movie.
Sure, and it's a little hard when you know when the curtain is pulled back, and you're like, well, what's the point of this movie then? This movie was just to get you ready for another movie.
To get you ready for another movie, for another movie, for another movie.
The studios do this all the time, though. They really do.
It is true, but when they do it and it's really good, that's exciting.
I think they're just expecting a lot of people to not maybe realize, to catch on that that's what they're doing.
Like, Bumblebee was so amazing in this movie, the way he fought Prime, and he had to. He had to do it. He's so heroic, I'd watch his own movie. Would you believe that they have one in production right now? That's amazing.
Just hearing you say Prime made me think, what if another company set up a free two-day delivery service with a bunch of bonus benefits and called it Bumblebee? And then Amazon had Prime, and they made some sort of like cross promotion. Or
it's perfect.
Like, that'd be amazing. It's like, no, I'm on Bumblebee. What are you? I still on to Prime.
I used Bumblebee. Prime went dark. So, he's a bad guy now.
That just sounded like maybe something right there.
Well, you know what, Nikki? That's why we need people like you. You're all about synergy and cross-promotion.
True.
And that is, I'll tell you guys, that's one of Nikki's strengths right there.
Okay, Amazon, take this. Next April Fool's Day, turn Prime into Bumblebee.
Shut up. And then you choose, or you could choose sides. Like, are you a Decepticon or an Autobot?
It's a big cross-promotion.
Special boxes that get delivered.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
You may not know it, but today is National Selfie Day. So get out your camera.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked before, selfies, we just call it pictures at this point, since that's, you know, a lot of people's pictures.
The first selfie ever was taken in 1839. Robert Cornelius snapped a photo of himself looking into a mirror and titled it the first light picture ever taken.
Hmm.
It was one of the first self-photographs that is known. Like, they believe that to be the first.
And what year was it?
1839. The word selfie, people believe the first use of that was an Australian guy in an internet forum in 2002. His name is Nathan Hope. And he used the word selfie to describe a photo he took of himself after he fell at a friend's birthday party. And I quote, drunk at mates 21st, tripped over and landed lip first on set steps, had a hole in bottom lip. Sorry about focus. It was a selfie.
Okay. That's so it's credited to him.
Mm-hmm. They say that he was the one. And you may know this, but the most famous selfie, the 86th Academy Awards in 2004, Ellen DeGeneres snapped a selfie with Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Channing Tatum, and a bunch of other people.
Is that still one of the top? I thought it got dethroned.
Well, it is still the most retweeted and liked selfie.
Mm.
So I think there may be another tweet that might be more retweeted. I can't remember, but that is the most famous.
Was
selfie.
It the chicken nugget retweet?
I don't think he beat Ellen.
He got some world record for something.
Yeah, probably. But I still don't think it was enough. But he got his free nuggets, so that's what really matters. So today,
take a picture.
Okay, but here's a question. If you take a selfie, but you don't post it on social media, does it still count?
Well, that's if the tree falls.
I know.
Does someone hear it? And we're not supposed to think that deep. But today is the day you're actually supposed to take one and call it what it is and use the hashtag and all.
Yeah. You know, I'm on, I wouldn't say a complete break from social media, but I have very actively taken a step back from social media, which I know in my job I'm not supposed to do, but I feel like it was becoming a problem.
We're missing out, though.
So I had to take a step back. What are we missing out on?
Your life.
We're
missing things.
No, it wasn't about that. I was too busy looking at other people's lives.
No, I know. And then sometimes it makes you mad, depending on the social media platform.
Yeah.
And not necessarily on selfie day.
Is
that the hard day of people's postings? But, you know, if something goes on and then everybody wants to tell you their opinion about it, that's when you take a step back.
At some point, I just decided, you know, I need a little bit of a break.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm sure I'll post a selfie of myself today, and it will then become the most liked selfie. I mean, sorry, Brad Cooper and everybody else, but...
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I can't call him Brad.
I don't think you know him well enough.
Too familiar?
Come on.
I'm sorry. Mr. Cooper. Miss DeGeneres.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate love.
All right, everyone in, let's go!
It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Many of you have been party to my extended adolescence. My angst, my inability to grow up and to find my place in the world. I've spent a lot of time here just doing radio as really a placekeeper to get ready for the next thing.
The next step?
The next thing, Nikki. And I have been searching for it. I have wondered what it would be. I've tried to help Nikki find. I've been concerned, like, when I leave, what is she going to do? And that's why we found a nice plot of land for her goat farm and things. But I finally found it.
For you, what are you going to do?
I was meant to be the crown prince.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know that you could be that.
Yeah, your highness.
I didn't even know.
Your crown princeness?
I don't have the job yet, but like I have no doubt I'm going to get it very soon.
You know what? You fake it until you make it.
Yes, you
do. So until you become the crown prince, you act like the crown prince.
Yeah. I see here that the king of Saudi Arabia, he just moved one of his sons. Like he took the guy who was the crown prince out and put a new guy in. Now, that should tell you a couple of things. One, that the job exists. And two, that you can get fired from it.
Sure. And that so must be awkward.
My thing is that when I call and I say, and you know what? I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't even have to be the crown prince in Saudi Arabia. I can be that in another country. Like I am a candidate, a great candidate, I think, for that position.
Perhaps
and I feel like in a lot of ways, my life has prepared me for that.
It. Good.
Yes. And so what I'm planning, you know, right now is just to make some phone calls. Just kind of put my name out there.
Get some feelers out.
Yeah.
I think you should start with a smaller country.
Then you work your way
but
up.
But one that is still wealthy.
Well, I mean,
because you don't want to go into one where you're the one responsible for bringing it back.
I don't want to go on the cheap.
No, like, you want to be there and
I want to be part of the cresting wave.
Mm.
You know, like after me, the deluge. But during my time, things are good.
Do you have the poise and stuff for a crown prince or the regalness?
Nikki, bad boys of Instagram, like rich kids of Instagram. It's just about doing what you want.
You have the tools to learn.
I don't need poise.
Now, normally,
I just need to show up.
Normally, you have to be, I thought, born in that or, you know, marry into that.
Well, I mean, yeah, like it used to be that way. But in modern times, you know, you can just get that job, I think.
You think?
Well, I mean, this guy took him out of the job.
But they're family. The family.
Look, they have such a large family in many of these places. I could show up and they'll be like, oh, yeah, isn't he your sister's cousin?
Someone from the Americans.
Their son? He's fine. It's fine.
Let's give him maybe you start with a smaller country or part of something and then work your way up.
Besides, we're all related. Mitochondrial Eve, something like that, you know, like. It's cool.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
No, yeah, good stuff coming.
Well, that's the thing that I'm excited about is that now that I've got a vision and I've got a goal, I feel like I might be ready to grow up. And by grow up, I mean become vastly wealthy and begin directing a country instead of being responsible for the, you know, the smaller things that I'm doing now.
I don't think I like fast forward 20 years from now. And if they do some big expose on like, where are they now? And they're like, where's Obi and Nikki at as they go try to find us? I don't think I like that I'm the one running a goat farm and you're the crown prince somewhere.
Well, Nikki, if you want, you can come and run all the goats in my country.
In your kingdom?
Yeah.
Like, well, I want to be a princess.
She's the royal goat keeper.
Nope, don't want that. I just want to be a princess. Just that. And then who happens to have a talent with animals.
Well, you know what? Like, I'm sure once I'm crown prince that I'm going to be able to carve out an appointment for you. I don't have any doubt about that. And so, and I want you to know that, actually, I might just have you work with me. You can run my calendar because...
I'll keep your schedule.
I don't know.
I'll give you that.
I don't know what's going on.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
This is incredible. It's a Reddit forum on how people cheat, and it's a combination of both cheaters and teachers that have caught people cheating and the ways they've done it. This is nuts.
You mean school-wise cheating?
Yes, sorry. Not like, I can't believe she was out with him.
No, but yes.
No,
academic-wise.
Academic cheating. For example, there was one class, this one was in India, and so they had a guy that would go through... This is amazing. The entire class was doing it, at least she says, that they would go through the test, and there was one person that was responsible for calling out the answers.
Yeah.
And what they would do is you tap a pencil for A, cough for B, foot tap for C, and a sniff for D. And that's how...
They would know.
They would just slowly go through the test, and they would do that. And that's how people would get the answers. Another one that I thought was pretty amazing was this guy. I love this. This guy said he was really bad at remembering dates. So for a history exam, he got some pencils together and very carefully carved in important dates into the side of his pencil using a compass, you know, like the pointy end of a compass. Yeah, he said it took him almost 10 hours, and then he forgot the pencils before the exam.
First off, there is some facts to the whole people that try too hard to cheat and the amount of time they put into cheating. You wonder why could they not have learned?
You could have just studied.
Well, and how did they not, like him putting the dates in on the pencil, if I was doing that, I would have actually got it then, you know, and then gone in and remembered it all.
I don't know. This is a great one. Teacher caught a student teaching like it was full on plagiarizing, like copied and pasted out of Wikipedia kind of stuff. So took the student aside and confronted her about it. The student began screaming, saying, "I didn't plagiarize. That wasn't me. I paid my friend to write this paper."
And there it is. Well, then you're just in trouble for a different thing.
Yeah. Here's another guy. He says that he used to, for his chemistry test, he would put the formulas in between the buttons on his calculator so that you could just look really closely, and that way you would...
Good eyesight.
Yeah, remember how to do that. That's not bad. A couple students in class had written equations on a scroll, and he cut a hole in each of his pockets and put a scroll in each so he could see... That one's kind of complicated. I like this one. This one girl got a very intricate henna tattoo.
Oh, and
like
then the put it in there?
Art, yeah. And put answers in the henna.
Now that's a smart one. That's very smart.
That's another one of those things where I'm just like, man, it feels like it would take less time to learn.
To study it.
Than to do these very elaborate methods of cheating.
I guess if you have, and for some people, studying is a hard thing. Not just like, I don't want to do it, but like, it's really hard.
I get it.
But yet you learn other ways. The thinking of the studying is scary. So you go and resort to cheating just because you don't want to.
Dude, here's one. And again, are these real? I don't know. It's the internet. One time, one of my buddies stole a final from a teacher's desk when she wasn't looking. We took the test home and used the textbook to get the answers. It was multiple choice, so I created a coded keychain with colored beads.
It was, to learn it.
The keychain was 50 beads long. Yay. And was color-coded with the four colors for A, B, C, or D.
Well, I wonder how they do it, though, because I remember, like you, and I was not a cheater, but you wouldn't want to get a perfect score. Like, if you got all the answers and stuff.
It would seem too suspect.
Yes, you would have to be able to balance it out somehow and make it more realistic.
So you get 48 out of 50.
If you're coming in with a keychain and all that stuff,
how
thing.
About this one? He says that his teacher asked him about it, and he said that it was something that his little sister made him for good luck.
Well, it's for good luck.
He didn't have a little sister.
And he didn't get in trouble, but he's just lying left and right. But like, if you are not getting good grades,
right,
and you're having trouble studying, then it is suspect when suddenly you and your beads got 100%.
You're right. That's why you want to get like two or three of them wrong. You still end up with an A. And
maybe
you can
more
say,
with that. You got to be happy with a C or a B sometimes.
And then you need to say something like, you know what? This is what happens when I apply myself. I really should be working harder.
I think I'll study more for the rest of these tests.
Yeah. Next year I'm going to come back. I'm really going to change things.
You come in with a new keychain every time.
You know, that's quite a sister you've got there.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
I want to say what's up to The Striker. He just hit me up on Twitter, said he went to see Transformers last night.
Did he like it?
He said, of all the sequels, it was the best one.
So does that mean he likes the first one the most, though?
I mean, that is what I'm inferring from what he's saying.
But you need to clarify.
Can't be, you know, completely sure about that. But one thing I'm definitely sure of is that, Nikki, it's time for you to get your pilot's license.
Yeah, sure.
You need to do that because...
I can just fly myself around.
According to the Airline Pilot Demand Outlook Report from CAE, they're a training company, which, okay, now let's see. If they're a training company, that means they may be financially interested in...
You know, being trained.
But they say that the airline industry is going to need about 255,000 more pilots in the next 10 years.
Okay, so not just like I'm learning to then fly my own little plane, but you mean like an actual pilot for a commercial airline?
Uh-huh. They say that over the next 10 years, approximately 105,000 commercial pilots will retire, and that there will be about a demand for 150,000 new pilots.
Well, they say how sometimes there's some jobs that kind of die away.
Yes.
Like people just aren't as interested. So maybe being a pilot is something that there's not a lot of drive for.
Well, you know.
But yet people fly more now than ever. So you need it.
I had a conversation with a guy who was a pilot and he was an older guy. Mm-hmm. And so he was a little gruff. But his big thing was like, kids these days don't want to put in the work it takes to earn a pilot's license.
Probably.
They just want all the fun.
And sure.
He had this real big thing about it. But cutting through the gruffness, it was interesting to hear him talk that was basically the case. He said that there was a real need for pilots. It was hard to find enough pilots, but that people were not willing to put in the work to become
a pilot.
So that they could
take a trip through your mind of all your past flights that you've taken, and it's always the old pilot that's still standing there.
Yeah.
But I haven't ever seen a whole lot of young ones.
I don't know. I have a friend of mine who was, and this is crazy, he was a car salesman,
mm-hmm.
decided he wanted to be a pilot,
and he
now flies commercially.
That's amazing.
I don't know how long it took him. We should have him on the show. He should tell us how we could be pilots, Nikki.
Now,
think about that.
That's
you
something.
And me in the cockpit doing the flying thing.
Now,
and every once in a while, we're like, hey, guys, we're at 15,000 feet, and you can see Mount Rainier out your window. Funny thing about Mount Rainier, Nikki.
We'll do the show.
We could do the show while we're flying.
I will remember I told you the time that I was flying out of the country. They locked the plane, and someone had bought duty-free liquor.
Yeah.
But they couldn't open the plane back up, so they actually took the bottles and put it through the window of the cockpit area where the pilot was,
yeah.
and handed them to the pilot to then give to the passenger who had ordered it at duty free. That was a young pilot.
What, was he taking a couple sips before he passed it back?
No, but now I remember seeing him and I thought, you know, that's maybe why we allowed our plane to do that.
Are you saying that?
Because they couldn't open the doors.
The old pilot I talked to would have been like, Get out of my face!
Yeah, like, duty-free was late, too bad, so sad you're not getting your bottles, but they made it work so that they could still get the stuff they bought.
This isn't a drive-through, son!
And that was a younger pilot, so huh? Different styles, different ages, different focuses.
Came from different times, Nikki.
They did.
Came from different times, so, well, there you have it. You, maybe being an airline pilot, I thought the airline industry would be something that you couldn't break into. Like, there's just no way that there would be enough jobs in the industry for pilots.
But what you need to find is a job that they need you or they need people.
Right.
And you're going to be that person and you can get a lot more money then compared to if you're just signing up for another job that a lot of people have.
Man, I would love to be a pilot.
Well,
that's like,
look at that.
I would. I think it would be awesome. And that would be, you know.
Go back to school.
That'd be a great way for me to play video games all day. Because that's what flying a plane is. I'm not telling that gruff guy about it.
No, he doesn't want to hear your approach to it.
But, you know.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I mean, they don't call him the duck ironically.